truest form of content marketing is something that's more related to your business. I've used this example before, probably on a podcast. But like if you're a photographer, yes, you can write about photography. But the thing that you can really talk about is if you live in a city like Charlotte, you can write about the 10 things that you should do in the city of Charlotte with your family. Because what you do as a photographer is you take pictures of families. So people are going to come across your website because they're looking, what should I do this coming weekend? They come across it. And oh, by the way, you're also a photographer, but you're not in their face telling them that you want to take pictures of their families and you want to sell them something in a package and you all these different great things, because that stuff is going to be obvious when they're on their website. There might be a call to action button that kind of tells us, that tells the audience what else you do. Or maybe there's not. Maybe it's a little bit more transitional where they kind of learn about it over the time. They just come to rely on you for like, wow, you know, she really has an understanding of what I need to be doing, or he has an understanding of where I need to be going this weekend with my 7-year-old son or whatever that might be. And I think that's a really good way to go about and creating quality content. There's so many different examples that exist out there. You could be, let's say, selling cars, and you could talk about you sell Jeeps, for example, and you want to talk about the best places to go off-roading. I mean, hey, I might be new to this area. I just don't know where to go off-roading. And you write articles about the best trails for off-roading. And if you do that, then all of a sudden they're going to come across like, oh, wow, this person sells Jeeps and he really understands it. So he not only knows where to off-road, he understands the cars. And now that's the person I want to go talk to. And I'm going to go away from there buying a car from that individual person because I've trusted him the most. So they have to figure out who you are, and that's a way to get in front of them. Then they have to like you. So if they don't like your content, they probably don't like you. But if you have good content, which is obviously important, then they are going to like you. And then you start over time building that trust up. So that's what we do at Sportsypreneur. You know, we love talking about sports here, maybe too much, but that's okay. It's what we like to do, and some people might not like that, and that's fine. But we like to blend that with business, entrepreneurialism. So when you combine those two things, it's very unique to us, but it ties in all these other things that other people are thinking about. You know, we talk about a culture on a team, for example, and I believe culture in a company is so huge. Culture on a football team or a basketball team is also important. And I think if you can have those two things, you can mix it together and write about it, that becomes unique, and that other business owners and entrepreneurs will also be interested in it. And then we have clients coming to us, people coming to us that want to talk about, one, possibly writing for us, being in our podcast, doing those different things. But they also say, can you help us create something that looks like that? Maybe it's not about sports. Maybe you could care less about sports and you're into gardening, or you're into travel, or you're into taking walks and exercise. It doesn't matter what that is, but you can create content that's unique to you. I've always thought like an attorney, a law firm, another thing that they can do besides writing about wills and estates and all those things is they can write about golf courses. So if you're in the state of North Carolina, you can write about all the incredible golf courses, your reviews on the golf courses, when you should play the golf courses, the updates on the golf courses, what's going on. Now is the time to play the golf course. Because what happens is if you're an attorney and you're looking for high income clients, there's a lot of people who play golf who have high incomes, high net worths, and they might be someone to talk to. And if you create a golf blog website that's good, that's quality content that they can get in many different places, and the transitional calls to action that lead the person to then wanting, maybe, hey, you know what, I really like this person, I like the information he gives, and when I talk to him, we're not just talking dollars and cents, we're talking about, you know, golf, the things that I love to do. And oh, by the way, yeah, I need help with my will, or I need help with my estate planner, I need help with something related to taxes, you know, all those types of things. That's the way to do it. So hopefully you are starting to create some content, have some good ideas out there, keep putting it out there. And you know what's amazing is as you keep putting it out there, you keep getting better and better and better at it, and you just keep refining it, and you'll continue to get your voice and keep going for it, because I'm telling you right now, it works. It works for us. It works for the clients that we work with, and I know it can work for you too. This podcast exists in large part because of CASCM, the content marketing business inside CASSource Inc. CASCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at CASSource to you. Learn more by visiting CASCM.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's a big deal to us. We hope you found value in it, and if you did, we would be incredibly grateful if you gave us a review on iTunes. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with anyone you know. More than anything, thank you again for listening. We appreciate it.